Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Table Talk. Are you delighted or distracted? That's our focus for today. Now, it's a story in the Bible that you probably have heard a number of times. We're going to look at it in possibly a little different light today. It's the story of Mary and Martha. Luke 10, beginning in verse 38. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him in her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Dear Heavenly Father, speak to us through your word. Allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to us your truths from this word. Help us to be convicted of our distractions and affirmed by your intentionality to create us as beings to be delighted by you. It's in your Son Jesus' name I pray. All right, let's look at a few very important words. Mary listened. Mary listened to his teaching. Martha. Martha was distracted with much serving. The Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Portion in Hebrew in this passage means inheritance. Inheritance, meaning it is a gift that God gives each of his believing children. He gives us a gift to be at peace and at rest and to have his joy and to be overwhelmed only by his majesty. It's a gift, an inheritance. And when we choose the distracted way, it's like we're almost the proverbial looking a gift horse in the mouth. I love that he used, "Mary has chosen the good portion." Let's look at some other verses in the Bible that talk about God being one's portion. Psalm 16:5, "Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure." Lamentations 3:24, "The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him." Psalm 73:26, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Numbers 18:20, "You shall have no inheritance in the land, neither shall you have any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the children of Israel." So if you think about it in that context, are you accepting and using to his fullest the fact that He is your portion. Very often, when I am speaking to someone of late, and they say something about, you know, I'm so sorry, I've just been, I'm really busy, and I'm unfortunately not able to, you know, do what I said I was going to do for you. I say, no guilt, no worries. God is a God of peace. Satan stirs chaos. I just want people to realize that for whatever reason, you are on your way in life and you have good intentions and then something comes up, and instead of us just accepting it as a deep breath in, a deep breath out, and for whatever reason, our course has been interrupted, I take it as an opportunity that God's trying to get my personal attention. And that maybe He is gently reminding me, Paulette, if you are that distracted, you are being busy. Even if with a good intention like Martha, she was busy, distracted by the intentionality of serving her Lord, her Master. She was readying everything in her home in attempts to please Him. She was doing. And our gentle reminder from the Word of God is He wants us being. He wants us being in His Word, like Mary was at His feet, listening to His teaching. The world wants us busy, whether it's in service to the Lord or just in life. And God wants us at His feet, listening, resting in Him, and then serving out of that overflow. Think of your ability at the moment like a bucket. If you are trying to serve others in a capacity, whether it's your job, your relationships, your friendships, parenting, if you're trying to serve out of a half-full bucket, you are depleting yourself. If you're trying to serve out of a empty bucket, you are already depleted. The only way we can serve out of overflow or excess is if God, our portion, enables us to give in overflow, in excess. To me, I have to realize that it is not in my ability to serve at all. It is only out of my rest and delight in Him that I have the capacity and the energy to serve out of His overflow. So stop and ask yourself again, are you delighted or are you distracted? If you are distracted, and like Jesus pointed out, if you feel anxious and troubled about anything or many things, God is calling you to the one thing that is necessary. Choose Him as your good portion. Choose Him as your good portion. So what does that look like? In Psalm 76, 1 through 12, it mentions how happy people are those who are filled with the knowledge of God, because being filled with the knowledge of God fills your hearts. And it's out of that happy heart overflow that we can then serve. Let's look at 76 verse 1, Psalm 76 verse 1. In Judah, God is known. His name is great. So first stop and ask yourself, do you know God? Is His name great in your heart, mind, soul? Let's look at verse 2. His abode has been established. Think about that. He has designed this entire universe as His abode, and we are in that dwelling place. Verse 4, glorious are you, more majestic than the mountains. Do you really revel in the enormity of God and all the power that he has? It's a rainy day today. It has been rainy days. The winds have been whipping. There is storm activity that's been around us this past weekend. Think about who is mightier, who is over that, who controls it, who can still it, who can use it. And then think about, do you really realize the majesty of him? Verse 7, you are to be feared. Verse 10, surely the wrath of man shall praise you. The remnant of wrath you will put on like a belt. 11, make your vows to the Lord your God and perform them. Let all around him bring gifts. And when I was studying about bringing God a gift, it led me to Romans 12:1. Present yourself a living sacrifice. We are the gift that he is asking us to give. We are to give ourselves back to him in full surrender, so that we have no agenda, that we have no timeline, that we have no needs more needy than what he deems necessary, and that we can rest despite the chaos and sit at his feet and listen and learn and seek the knowledge of him, just to be in his presence, to look at his character and attributes from the Word of God, to claim them, to put them on, to seek to live those out, to seek the truths of his Word, to share those truths with others, to rebuke Satan's lies. I'm going to read from Luke 10, the commentary from Charles Swindoll about Mary and Martha. All of us need to take time to look in the mirror that Martha provides. The frustration and the anxiety that we see in Martha are distractions that can and often do choke us. When we become consumed by worry and buried by busyness, we can quickly strangle our ability to distinguish the incidentals from the essentials. We build up so many worries in our minds that we can't relax. And that steals our joy to the point that we are all too quickly becoming bitter or judgmental toward others. Jesus responds to our anxiety in the same gentle, reassuring tones with which he spoke to Martha. He encourages each of us to recognize the utmost importance of first taking the time to be in an intimate relationship with him. For Martha, the busyness of the preparations and wanting everything to be just right caused her to take her eyes off Jesus. Ask yourself an honest question. Is there anything in your life that's causing you to take your eyes off Jesus? Surrender that. What I love is right after this story about Mary and Martha in Luke, it goes immediately into chapter 11, which is the Lord's Prayer. Now, Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. That's Luke 11, 1 through 4. So when you think about that, it goes right from, don't be anxious, don't be troubled, take him as your portion. Pray. Find a certain place. Find your place. Where is it that you seek to be present with Jesus? And pray. And pray in the model of, Father, you are glorious, you are marvelous, you are faithful, you are truthful, you are just. Pray first and foremost what it is about his character or his attributes that you recognize. Maybe it's what you need from him at that moment. Pray his will be done. Surrender yours. Ask that he give you what you need that day. The Holy Spirit in the amount that you need that day to get through one day at a time. Ask forgiveness for what it is that's in the way. What is your distraction? What is it that has priority over God's presence in your life? Forgive anyone else that He brings to mind, that the Holy Spirit brings up. Is there something that is causing you not to be able to be present with God because there's someone that you need to forgive or seek forgiveness from? And then ask God that He helps you not be led into a temptation that without Him, you won't be able to stand. But with Him, you will be strengthened through it. So it is not that we will never be distracted. It's that we know what to do with it when we are. We take it right back to Him, our good portion, and we lay it at His feet. And we say, Father, marvelous, generous, glorious God, it is only about You. Give me enough of Your Spirit for today. Forgive me for where I am in the way. And lead me to not continue to be distracted and anxious and troubled by only what my vision can see in my earthly human eyes. Lead me to delight and trust and have the faith that despite my situation and circumstances, Your will be done. For Your kingdom comes. Allow me to be used by You, to serve You out of my overflow and not to serve You depleted. And to help me recognize that if I am depleted, that I have the ability to step back, rest, and receive You and choose You, and that it's okay to be in a season where I choose a personal relationship with You over any type of service. I choose to be and not just do. I choose to meet with You each day for the amount of minutes that I can carve out just each day. I pray that each of you stop and just consider, are you taking advantage of your inheritance, your good portion that God has there for you? All we have to do is accept it, receive it, believe it, and live it. And the next time you see the rain, keep in mind that He is over everything. He controls the wind, the sun, the rain, the snow, the stars. He controls everything. If He can control that, the lightning, the thunder, the rainbows, if He can control that, He can control everything you have your fists tightly clamped around. Let go and let God.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.